Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus is my Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katongere katonde ngari zamani.
Let's add God a mighty hand club.
Oyo atukunganyiza ngade.
Who has gathered us again?
Ali oke atuyigirizo kugasa.
That he may teach us to profit.
Tumanyinga tusigidwa ngesigo.
We know we've been sowed as a seed.
Na yemu kuvayo mutaka.
But it's sprouting from the ground.
Tunavayo nensige ndala nyingi.
Shall come out with many other seeds. Yes.
Waliwo kufirizibwa.
There is a loss.
Waliwo kwerekereza.
There is forsaking.
Waliwo akasera kata sirikiro.
It's a moment of silence.
Sikongeteredwa mutaka.
When the seed is put in the ground.
Ngatulindira.
As we are waiting.
Tulabobe namera.
We see whether it will grow.
Netusabe nkuba.
We ask for rainfall.
Etonye.
Rain.
Etonye.
That it fall.
Tulabenga munange.
We see that.
Omusana nga nabobe gwakabu.
The sun shines light.
Ensike esobola okufubutuka.
The seed is sprout out.
Mutaka.
In the ground.
Wevayo.
When it comes out.
Netuewana.
We draw.
Netueyagara.
We enjoy ourselves. We say God. Let it rain always. As the sunshine
signs.
That our plants grow very well.
Many
plants come out. We thank you, Lord.
For
I see you've so little. I see you've so little.
And
I speak in the first Corinthians.
Chapter
15.
Verse
37. That what is sold is not what
will be.
What is sold is not what comes
out.
But when it's closed, you give us another body. We've been sold to you, Lord. We've been sold to you. We have been sold to you.
The
moment of silence
is
sold, Lord.
We've
given ourselves. Not spoken to nations. We are silent here. As
the
sold in the ground. You will water us. You water of your words. You
will
lighten us light. Out of your
words.
And we may grow. And when we grow, you remain
in
the light of your words. Give us enough rain. Open water in the
world.
Come out as a plant, as fresh special. We come out with new bodies. We come here new. Lord, when we shall leave this place, and we move out, let us come with harvests many. We've seen problems in the ground as we grow. Yes. The ones that have tried us, Lord,
in
sin.
We've
tried by sin.
In
the ground as we grew. We tried by different ones.
It is the
sin of different forms. But we want to grow. Water us. Water in the word. But
that's
light of your words. When we come out to have you grown. As you've grown, Lord. Let the fruits exceedingly be much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father Almighty. We thank you, Word of God, our Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Spirit of Truth. You sowed us in ground for some time. Watered in water of the world.
Lighten
the light of your word. That we can grow in the midst of the world. In the midst of growing.
There
is a different fruits. As you speak in the Hebrews. Chapter 6. Verse 5 downwards. That thou. He waters what is the ground. Watering this plant until they have given
Makungura.
Him the harvest. But if they don't give him harvest, they are
willing
to be cast. We shall not be like that, O Lord.
The way
watered with water in the world, rain upon rain in the world,
light
the light of your world,
we
shall bear fruits again.
We
shall increase, always grow fruits.
And we
fulfill John 15 1-5.
You bear
fruits abiding.
It is
spoke of your word.
Yes, in
Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 up to 11. As the rain comes from the heavens, waters the earth,
it gives
fruits unto those who sowed,
Lord. Even your word will be like that. Do not go back until it accomplishes its effort. If we are ready, God is done a work in us to bring different harvests. Anoint us another teaching. Give us your spirit, Lord.
More
to understand.
More
to proclaim to others. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. I request you to sit down. God has put their grace. I will tell you the way we were sowed in the ground. And we began to be watered in the world. And the light shines our way. As the worms of sin attack us in the ground. And they don't want us to grow. But the time of growing has come. The time of putting on flowers has come. The time of putting on fruits has come. No more can wait never to come from the ground. Where we had been sowed for some time. We've met many things. We've met wars. We've seen fights. But we have to grow.
We were.
We have to sprout out. We have to put on flowers. We be seen. We have to put on fruits that we be seen. And we be eaten. Nations, they get life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We thank God the Almighty has gathered us again today. As we
are
to move on with God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call, God has called all nations work with Him in His final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things. Those God spoke in His prophets were there from the beginning, in the Old and New Testament, to be known the way it was, the way it has to be, and the way they will be forever. In preparing all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. But before we go there like that, remember, we have to get a word of wisdom. And it brings understanding. It brings the counsel of God. It brings power of God. And it brings knowledge of God. And it brings fear of God. And it passes through the Spirit of the Lord. Able glorify the one true God. Praise Jesus much. We were told that concerning spiritual gifts, we do not want us to remain ignorant of them. Just as we don't want to be ignorant of our calling. Because the gifts and calling, they both move together. The work of the calling.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We were able to move and analyze the codes. Yes. The codes which follow our gifts. To be able to know whether they came from office of God the Father,
ministry,
ministry of God the Word, the Son Jesus, or in the unit of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. As we first heard of, in the first Galatians chapter 12, in the verse 1, and he says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1.
Kale nno abooluganda ebyebirabo eby'omwoyo saagala mu obutabitegeera.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Yes. Now brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, does not want us to be ignorant. Because we are able to understand when we read in Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. When he told us, he wants to impart in us spiritual gifts. Let's read as we see.
Abalumi esule soka nolunyiriri olukumi nolumu.
Romans chapter 1 verse 11.
Kubanga mbalumirwa okubalaba ndiokemba we kuchirabe echo moyo mulioke munywezebwe.
For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to end you may be established. Yes.
Ekirabo kino eky'omwoyo.
It means this spiritual gift. As we saw, it's put on your spirit. It is what establishes you in serving of God. And we understood that it's like a device. A device meant to have what it fulfills.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw that it's a gift you can never buy. According
to
how we read in the Acts chapter
8,
verse 18-20, the gift of God, you cannot buy it with money. You cannot work for it. You have not a way. But it is freely given you. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And we understood that there are gifts that God the Father gives. And there are gifts God the Word the Son that He gives. And still there are gifts God the Holy Spirit which He gives. But all they hold their codes which mark that these are of office of God the Father, that these are of ministry of God the Word the Son Jesus Christ, that these ones
are
of unit of God the Holy Spirit,
what
we call Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much.
And
just as we first heard of in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28, and God the Father put there these gifts. Let's read we hear. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28,
ebya magero nate abadukanya abogezi bennimi.
And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helpers, administrators, various kind of tongues.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. In this 1 Corinthians 12 verse 28, God the Father has given spiritual gifts. Those we understood of, that it appears a device put upon your spirit to have intentions of God the Father, those you fulfill.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And just as we first saw, that these gifts God the Father gives, they fall in the office. According to Romans chapter 12, let's read verse 4. Romans chapter 12
verses 4.
For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We saw that they fall in the office and they appear official. Those meant to work there, they have those official codes and thus follow them.
We
show the gift you have been given. It's of office of God the Father. Praise Jesus much. And when we wanted to see those signs which follow, we went in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this verse 6.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Nga tukwate ekigambo operation.
As we get the word operation.
Nchikatonda agaba ebirabo bino.
That God gives these gifts.
Naye nga bigenda kola operation.
By the way, to do operation.
Nga bula bo operation Wembley yaliko wana Uganda East Africa.
Operation Wembley was in Uganda East Africa. Yes.
Ya kufwagu ya kujawo bubibona.
It was
kuzalinya lya
to take away evils to cleanse the name of the Father.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Because in
some
Bibles they don't use that word operation. Let's read there we see.
Abakolinse kitoka esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 6.
Era wali wenjawulo z'okukola naye Katonda ali omu akola byonna mu bonna.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. Yes.
Kwegamba Katonda kitaffe.
To say God the Father.
Bwakuwe kirabu.
When he give you a gift.
Yes, kiriwera n'okuyitibwa.
Yes, it has a calling.
Kibera n'omulimu gw'okuyitibwa.
It has a work of a calling.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Na yebo obayaga lutegera nti kivudde gyali.
But if you want to understand it has come from him.
Udayo mu kigambo kino operation.
You go back in this word operation.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndi ngabulaba bwenkuwadde ekyokulabirako.
As you see, I've given you an example.
Mu myaka giri egy'emabega.
In the years, old years.
Myaka sija mabega nyonyo.
Not very far. Before.
Wano Uganda.
Here in Uganda.
Waliwo operation Wembley.
There was an operation launched by government. Operation Wembley.
Wano mu Uganda.
In Uganda.
East Africa.
East Africa, Kampala. Yes.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much. It was to hunt for robbers, thieves, murderers, rebels. Now God, the Father, if he's giving you his gifts or his gifts, expects you to hallow his name as you hunt. Everything work in his name, things not right. Put their manners of fear of God. And we can spot you very well.
Yes, you
praise
you.
Jesus much. Because when you commanded to pray, in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10.
Okay, but
when you read verse 9, it can be enough. Let's read, we see.
Matayo esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti tikitaffe ali mu ggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner therefore pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Yes.
Kwegamba.
To say
nti bana abali abaweebwa ebirabo mu ofiisi ya Katonda kitaffe.
These given gifts in office of God the Father.
Nga bagenda kola operation.
And they're going to do operations.
Okusagula
to terrify.
Ondegede bulungi.
Have you understood me well?
Emisege jonna ejukolera mu linya lya Katonda.
All the worlds which work in the name of God.
Mu linya lya Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Mu linya lya kanisa.
In the name of church.
Mu linya lya burokozi.
In the name of salvation.
Nga jukolera mu ebitasana.
As they work their things not right.
Okusobola okutukuza erinnya.
To be able to hallow the name of God the Father.
Yeri omwana.
It's of the Son.
Yeri omwoyo omutukufu.
And it's of the Holy Spirit.
Wange bitusoma mbata isura ya 28.
Those read in Matthew 28.
Olunyiriri luli olwe 19.
Verses 19.
Tuba batizo okuyinga mwinyira akitafu.
Baptize them in the name of the Father.
Umwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Kati kitegeeza.
Now it means.
Muba muweredwa operation Wembley.
Given operation. Wembley of the church. Yes.
Kulongosa.
To clean the house.
Linnya lya Katonda kitaffe.
Hallow the name of God the Father.
Erinnya lya Yesu.
The name of Jesus.
Erinnya ly'omwoyo omutukufu.
The name of the Holy Spirit.
Okutereeza ebikolwa.
To order the acts there.
Banga olwe ebikolwa nga si bya mwoyo omutukufu.
For the actions done and they are not of the Holy Spirit.
Bikola mu linnya ly'omwoyo omutukufu.
But they do them in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Waliwo bakola mu linnya ly'ekkanisa.
They're supposed to do in name of the church.
Naye nga masabu gekwese mu linnya ly'ekkanisa.
Shrines are hidden in name of the church.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bingi ebikolebwa mu linnya ly'obulokozi.
Many things are done in name of salvation.
Naye nga bafere b'obulokozi.
But the core men of salvation.
Beba bikola.
They are ones doing them.
Kati mwe.
Now you.
Abaweebwa.
Who are given.
Ebirabo mu ofiisi ya Katonda kitaffe.
Gifts in office of God the Father.
Officer.
Officers.
Bakaputeni.
The captains.
Banamaje.
Those are army officers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You come do that operation.
Operation.
Or the word operation. In it are two major words.
Function.
And okola kwacho.
Okola kwacho.
Sure.
Then in a transformation.
Even transformation. Today I wanted to summarize them. Yes. There are two major words in there. Functions
and
the operation and the transformations it put there. Two major words there. Teacher, you've understood them well. Yesterday you had not gotten well the summary. You most understood what is the gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But these words are very important to enable you to know that your spiritual gift, it falls in office of God the Father.
And
has two major responsibilities
in
the midst of making operations, of allowing the name of God the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
and
to hallow the name of the church, the name of salvation. Praise Jesus much.
Function.
This word function. Let's check it here in your dictionary. In your dictionary. They say to have an intention.
Definition is so.
First definition. To have an intention. What's the intention?
So
we have an intention. Or the aim.
Or purpose.
Or purpose.
Or role.
Or role.
Or use.
Or use. What are you going to use it for?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are going to do an operation. Operation to hallow the name of God the Father. Is it not that? Yes. And we see that you,
if someone
play the name of God, do things not right, you can get angered. Holy anger of not doing evils. It pains you much. That one says the born again, they do that thing.
I don't know what ministry you find them just
proving truth. This one is already angered. Praise Jesus much. And they just told themselves that the servant of God should not be a brawler. He does not fight. But if you're not careful, if you fail to control yourself, you can even fight. And you have a condemnation of fighting. The servant of God fought. How did he fight? People doing the name of Jesus things not right. And he beat them.
Say
that when Jesus entered the temple,
he moved
tables of money changers. He beat them. Jesus is Lord, you go to them and it will not be good. Still, there was a transformation from the Old New Testament. Old Testament allowed you be caned if you've done things not right in the name of God. First, in the Ten Commandments, those written in 40. Apostle Paul has ever been caned 30 stripes and defeated.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
are about to reach 40 stripes.
The Holy Spirit saved
him and clothed him from the body. And he went, cast him from
your
He rose back to life. He went back, preached the gospel. Now, all those you have to know them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
mind.
But the two words, those move by to do an operation, hallowing the name of God the Father. That you have that word function.
Yeah.
Yes.
kwegambe ebigendererwa mu kuweebwa ekirabo ekyo.
The aims of being given that gift.
Kwegambe ebigendererwa kye tuyita aim oba intention.
What we call aim of intention.
Oba purpose.
Or purpose.
Role obuvunaanyizibwa bwakyo.
The role of it.
Use.
The use.
Gena kikozesa ki.
What are you going to use it for?
Kubanga tubifuna nga tetumanyi.
But we get them when we don't know.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekyokulala
the other
biba pro, kino kubanga kiri professional engeri gyokolamu ebintu
has to be professional the way you do things
nga ya mutindo ogwa waguru
it's a professional level
nga ate kiri official
and it's official
jukira birabo bya mu office
remember the gifts of office yes
nga bwolaba engeri y'ekinnamagye
as you see the way of the army officers
bwolagamba tuliba
That's why he say we are the army of God. We are the army of God. Praise Jesus much. Now there are things which follow you up in your gift
to
prove whether it's in the office of God the Father.
And
some of those we read in Romans chapter
12.
We read verse 6.
Abalumi esule ya 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Romans chapter 12 verse 6.
Erabo tuline birabe bitenkana nkana ngekisa kyetwaweebwa bwe kiri. Oba bonnabbi tubulirenga mu kigere ekyokukkiriza kwa fe.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Yes. Can say one with the gift of prophecy. And come from office of God the Father.
Or
it works in the office of God the Father. And it stood much in faith. Which come from hearing. And hearing the word of God. The one giving prophecy is after they teach it. And they don't just speak about it. They teach well in the scriptures. And
they're
in the deep faith. It's the way you give prophecy.
Involves
much faith. Which come from hearing. And hearing the word of God. Then scriptures he moved by. Those you can put there. Hebrews 11 verse 6. That he who cometh to God. Has to believe that God is there. And he is a rewarder. Of those who seek him. Hebrews chapter 11 verse
6.
And they hold even. Romans 10. And the verse 10. Even verse 17. Romans chapter 10 verse 10 and verse 17.
A
pastor has to believe with his heart. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Yet that faith, they have
heard
the word of God. And the faith has come from hearing. And hearing the word of God.
And
he moves to move by. James chapter 5. Verse 16. Verse 16.
The
prayer of the righteous person who has believed given righteousness.
It's
to avail much. Now the prophecy he gives makes much more than that is come speaking. Yes. Then he's very far. And this office of responsibility.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That prophet who is in the office of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Even many
gifts, you're not going to list them one by one. But there are codes which are followed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As
you
said, that one of the main words. In the word operation, hallowing the name of God the Father, there is that word function.
The
way it works with the aims and purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
It does appear professional.
It does appear professional.
And official.
And official.
So you
will see those codes
in
the Romans chapter
12.
He said we begin from verse
6.
Most we saw them yesterday. But as we were told, still there is another word
transformation.
That we call transformation. The other has been function. The way it works with its aims and purpose. They indicate well where you come from. Now there's another word.
Function or transformation.
Transformation.
That
they're there to bring transform, to transform.
Yeah.
Yes. For when you read Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, there is a form of being transformed to another new thing. Not be conformed to this world. But to turn our minds be renewed. I think now you see it well. I didn't want to be broken with many words.
To
cover line of your gift where it falls.
Most
when it falls in office of God the Father. You just need a few words. You need the word operation. You need the word function.
You need the word transformation.
You see, you are in Operation Wembley. Operation of hallowing the name of God. If you see the way of your working in the aims, they are professional so much. And the official
in
hallowing name of God the Father, then you know. If you see, most to see that people are transformed, they're not conformed to this world, but understand the will of God. Let's read Romans, we see. Romans chapter 12, verses 1.
Kyenvudembe gayirira, abooluganda, olw'okusaasira kwa Katonda, okuwanga y'emibiri gyammwe, saddaaka ennamu, entukuvu, esanyusa Katonda, kwe kuweereza kwammwe okw'amagezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes.
Now,
as I have told you, if you want to discover well,
if
whether it falls in the office of God the Father, you get the words operation. Operation of hallowing the name of God the Father. You get the name, the word function, even the word transformation. Because in the Romans you've read 12, verses 1 and 2,
Agambi,
he has said, he beseeches us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
It's
our reasonable service.
And
so we don't conform to this world, but we renewed our minds
transforming.
But be transformed by renewing of your mind. Yes. It moves by it, that word. When you transformed, you are renewed to another thing. Yes.
Nga omanya Katonda.
And you know the good thing of
God
wills.
People
have this, they are like that. Cannot put them in stories. They are highly professional and official in the aims
hallowing
the name of God the Father. To transform people, to get to place of fear of God. They get from evils.
Yes.
Because
when you search in your dictionary the word transformation,
agamba the act of being trans, the act of transforming,
ekikole ky'okukyusa,
or the state of being transformed,
embeere y'okubeera ng'okyusiddwa. Yes.
Kitegeeza Baruumi eri ekakasa.
Means Roman eyongera obunyonyola. Proof it moves to explain the sun, the chords.
Kakati bwetubeera bwetuti.
Now if you are like this.
Bano abali mu ministry mu office ya Katonda kitaffe.
This in the office of God the Father.
Ebirabo n'okuyitibwa.
With gifts and callings.
Naming him Joe Quitibo,
the works of our callings.
We are too
much on our brethren.
You
have to change. Have you understood?
They
are on operation of hallowing name of God the Father. The way they work, they have those aims. And they end when they have to transform the people. Themselves are ones who have to first be transformed. They have not yet been transformed themselves. They are those of ministry. They are too much on them.
Ministry
of God the Word. One with the Son, Jesus Christ.
Officer,
what you do is not of God. Even those of unity of God the Holy Spirit. Church is going to be interesting. It's already begun.
Satan,
no matter what, sits on stones and the needles.
So
it does all things on right. Claim not seeing him until I have planted this.
Amen.
You know, at times Satan, no, he can do nothing to you. He decides to act funny things around you. That at least you can focus on him, you divert from the concentration. Now, though he will
base
in you and you do funny things, we shall not look at you. Because he knows what is being planted is dangerous to him. When you move read of other definitions, they say
a marked change in appearance.
Enchuka chuka mundabika oba empisa neisa yomuntu.
But we have to change empisa zino.
They have to change the characters of people. They will not be conformed to this world. They insist. Teacher, clothe very well. You tuck in your
trousers.
You can't be a servant of God like that. Sure.
They
change your appearance. They bring us scriptures. These are the scriptures they most search in the Bible. Even the rest they know, but they focus most on these ones. If you have to transform you from a bad situation to that good of God,
yes,
praise Jesus. So those words, look at them with carefulness. The word operation in the gifts of God the Father, it's very important. In the gifts, calling and the works of our callings, they are very important. Even the preparation
involved
to fulfilling that call, to be that you perfect it for every good work. It's a very important word.
You
know that if you're called in office of God the Father, have an operation of hallowing his name, the name of Jesus, the name of the Holy Spirit,
and
the show works meant to be done in that name. And you cleanse the church.
In
there are many people in the name of church,
but
they do things not right. The other, and you see the name of salvation, and it is hallowed.
People
can get saved when it has not hold a scorn upon it.
And
you think all the manners of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
ebirabo n'okuyitibwa Katonda kigambo gwe tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo by'agaba.
Gifts and the callings, God's the word we know as the Son Jesus gives. Let's say like this.
Ebirabo Katonda kigambo.
That the gifts that God the word
gwe tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo by'agaba.
We know as the Son Jesus Christ, those he gives. Which have the calling
of ministration.
Of ministration.
The ministers.
And which have a work to see.
We
grow to reach the measure of Christ.
We're
not tossed by any doctrine of the gospel.
But we
have the gospel of the kingdom of God. Them to have their codes through which you can know. That right now, the gift I have, even the calling, and the work of the calling,
even
the manners of fulfilling the call upon this work,
it's
of ministry of God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. Because when he speaks in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7,
he
says this. Ephesians chapter 4
verse 7,
but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Yes. There is a measure and it came from Christ. The measure of the gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
as we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 up to 12, and he says like this.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 10.
Eyaka, era yeuye yalinya, uwagure nyo kusinga zeven zizo na.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Verse
11.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Yes. You know his gifts not go beyond there.
Abatume,
apostles.
Banabi,
prophets.
Aburizi banji,
evangelists.
Abasumba,
pastors.
Nabasumis,
and the teachers.
Omulimu gwabo mukuru,
their main work.
Ogwawamu,
the general work.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Kukora, but ministers, bakora ministration.
These ministers, they offer ministrations.
Okulabanga.
To see that.
Tutuka kuchigira cha Christ.
We reach the measure of Christ in knowledge.
Eranga tutwalibwa buli njiri ejja mu nsi.
If we are not tossed by any doctrine of gospel come in the world.
Wabulanga tunulide njiri
w'akabaka bwa Katonda. But we look to gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness. W'akabaka bwa Mungu. In the kingdom of heaven. According to tell us in the verse 11 and the verse
12.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
11.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12.
Olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza, olw'okuzima omubiri gwa Kristo.
For the perfecting of the holy ones, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Yes.
Olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu.
For the perfecting of the holy ones.
Atuukirire.
They get perfected.
Jjukira waliwo bali ababakyusa.
Remember that the others who transform them. These ones have to prove.
You
have to get perfected.
Let's repeat this verse, we understand it well. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
12.
For the perfecting of the holy ones, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Yes. Perfecting the holy ones. They try. The others office they transform. They have to get perfected. As the minister, these are ministers.
Their
responsibility and their honor. For in the kingdom of God, your responsibility is your honor. For the great man will be a servant. And those who
trade much,
they are given the double honor. Those who trade much in the gospel.
And
for the kingdom of God, your honor, your responsibility it is your honor. They say for building the body of Christ. Build it to see that it is established. Yes. Now you can look at yourself, begin to see. Your gift may be coming from where? Or it falls where? In verse 13, it moves to say like this. Ephesians chapter
4,
verse
13.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, onto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yes. Until we be united into one.
Have
those of unit who handle it most. These as emphasis. Those of unit, they say we focused in that. These are trying to be into one body. Yes. Those of unit 2, they are there.
You finish,
keep working, but we in unit, we shall put emphasis on that. Let's repeat this verse. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yes. They are all there trying till we are in the unity of faith.
Not
others believe other things, which we believe other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Until we know the Son of God. And we reach to the measure of His. Full of His fullness. That we started in the teaching priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that time, if they have done that work, for you may be seeing yourself according to the code shown. They already began to be seen. Is not that? They have begun already. You still searched for them. All they have been put here.
Just there,
we're going to put them in the way of the flesh you most understand. Yes. If it is spiritual, at times it disturbs us. But if it comes in the flesh,
we
easily connect them with the spiritual things.
They
have said in the verse 12, to perfecting the holy ones. You see that you fight. Those they transform. They get perfected.
In all your life you see that ministration. The second. For the work of the ministry.
Ministry.
Where is not moving on well? I minister where? Cannot just sit there. For the edifying of body of Christ. Church of Jesus, how can they remain not established? Demons come here, we cast them, they refuse to go. How can they shake us here? The thoughts. Till we all reach in the unity of faith. Trying to see that we don't believe in the stories. There are so much in the scriptures. Prove that the scriptures connect well. Let's mix up that this one explain another and this one another. People are gotten differing in faith. Yeah, they all say they are born again. Yeah, one believe water, others don't believe in it. Holy water.
But
that one we have, the Holy Spirit is the water which is holy. The other,
they
try to see that we know the Son of God. But we know that eternal life
is
to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent.
Yes,
you have to understand Jesus.
That
those on the Father on this side in office. These ones are on Jesus. The Son has to be understood that is God. And in Him is the heavens, earth is their fullness. Apostle, you, where are you there?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. On the side of the Father, you were there.
No, Jeno.
You come here to
watch
the Son, you are there still.
And you left
the Holy Spirit in the unit. It's not me who gave them to myself, it is God.
Or
if he sent me on this side in ministry alone, name of office, you would have gotten a problem. On those of units. This
is
restoring all, we are to pass through all of them.
They say
they try to see that we know the Son of God until we are perfected. To the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. We know the fullness of Christ. Don't you know it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Agamba wonu.
Is it there? Let's read the verse 14.
Abefeso isure yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkuminenya.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
Tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato. Nga tuyugana, nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza. Mu bukuusa bw'abantu, mu nkwe, olw'okugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba.
That we from now on be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, by which they lie in wait to deceive. Yes.
I know kwanga inkwezo na.
Yeah, that all schemes false Christ they have revealed to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
you see your life moves by those ways. But in the summarizing in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 5, we have there a word administration. In the ministry of God, the word. That's what. It gathers up all the codes of the gifts which falls in the ministry of God, the word. One we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Let's read, we see.
First Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 5.
Era waliwe njawulo z'okuweereza. Era mukama waffe ali omu.
And there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.
We are in
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Administration is in Luganda.
What is administration in Luganda?
Okudukanya. What wengeri ezo okudukanya?
The difference in administration.
Obuereza mumini engeri okudukanya ministry.
The way of administering this ministry.
E ministry ya Katonda chigamo.
Ministry of God the word.
E chigamo chetuagadde muno.
The word we wanted here.
Chikuwa mangu obonero.
Which easily give you those codes.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
Administration.
This word administration.
Ministry ya Katonda
the way of administering the ministry of God to the world. What we know as the Son Jesus Christ. There are signs put there. And they mark you well where you fall. Those codes are all together in like 6 words. Yes. Like 6 words. The first.
Supervision.
Supervision.
What is the
supervision?
Supervision.
To supervise.
To oversee.
Overseeing. The way you supervise. The way you supervise.
Kubanga supervision.
Supervision involves overseeing. The way you supervise. In the ministry, the way you do it. The holy ones are not rich, righteous.
They are not
rich to live. Jesus, what are we on?
Ministry
shall be here. No increase in us. Those who write in Uganda write supervision or the way you oversee your ministry. We see you. You have not reached the measure of Jesus. You have not reached the unity of faith. What can we do? You are on tension for that. That's why when they harvest the harvest, we pray for harvesters or the laborers. Where we look, where are they lacking in office?
Office,
there are many.
Ministry,
we are lacking. Jesus, add on us. Intercessors.
Where are
you? Have you seen yourself? Where do you fall? For you're going to write down when you entered
Mukanisa
in the church. Holy Church of God on the earth.
It is to
say, when did you get saved? What is salvation? How did you enter in the body of Christ? How
did
you clothe him to enter in him? For I got born again like this and this. After you entered, how did you become holy? I believe the word. But I'm not reached the back, but I'm fighting. I've not said that I've reached the goal. You explain us. After fish, we said you. Christ
is
not served with hands as if he's in need. That's why he gave gifts. Where do you fall? I was given a gift like this. How was it given you in a dream, in a vision? Where and what was spoken about it? How have you been moving through it? They are about to pass through for you. Praise Jesus much. Then after they will discover where you fall. But we have said
ebirabo katonda kigambo gwe tumanyi ng'omwana yesu kristo byagaba
that the gifts God the word with as the son Jesus Christ that he gives
onakuŋŋaanya amangu obubonero bwabyo
if you gather their codes
ogenda mu kigambo kino administration
you go in this word administration
ekiva mu bakolisi ekisooka 12
which come from verse 11 chapter 12
olunyiri olw'okutaano
verses 5
nga kirambika enkola
it indicates the way of work yes
ebirabo ebigwa mu ministry ya Katonda kigambo
of gifts which follow the ministry of God the word
tumanyingo mwana Yesu
one we know as the son Jesus Christ
ekimu kubigambo ebikuru byotunulira supervision
main words you look at is supervision
engeri jo supervising mu kirabo kyo
the way you supervise in your gifts
jo overseeing amwe
the way you oversee things
jo birabiriramu
the way you supervise them
then ekigambo kyo kubiri
then the second word
conduct engeri jokwasaganyamu
the way you conduct yourself
eneyisayo
your conduct
efubolaba
does it try to see
katuko okukigira kya Kristo
that we reach the measure of Christ
buryo codes zilize bakuwadde waguru wo vunanzibwa
on the codes given in above
muchitegede
have you understood it
conduct tubategeza ki engeri jokwata mu
conduct
songezo
how you conduct yourself
ngeri je weisha
how you conduct yourself
weisha dalanga omuntu anayamba abatukufu batukirire
you conduct yourself as a person who help the holy ones to be perfected
oli chakula bilako gwe mukufu batukirire
you an example yourself try to be perfect
obana etuwalulo tukuwalula bwaluzi
or you to drag you
ofisi yako tunaje tukugamba chuka
this is how you change
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tulifena?
Are we together?
Munanga, waliwo binunga tukutunuwe tukutunulira bwetu.
When we look at you like this.
Engeri je weisa.
The way you conduct yourself.
Tuka ndugana eba na.
You really say but.
Neba na msumba.
But pastor.
Msumba katoina ogwa.
Pastor you don't have anywhere you fall.
Butunulira?
When you look.
Office ya Katonda
chita. Office of God the Father?
Tagaba basi.
It does not give pastors.
Betu genda mu intu yakatonda tukufutagaba
God the Holy Spirit never gives pastors.
Wandi bade mu ministry.
You don't been in the ministry.
Aye enkora zo.
But the way you conduct yourself.
Teri mwadenge. Busumba bwonna.
Nothing like shepherding in it.
Kutuiza de nokwesumba.
Cannot even shepherd yourself.
Kubanga elijo gendo wandika mumwe ebigambo ebigambo.
You're going to write the words which say.
Challenges ziwasingana.
Which challenges did you find?
Ibuzo chebya kujiranga
which questions?
Wesumba otya boba ali musumba.
How did you shepherd yourself if you are a pastor?
Era
and
answer wazifuna otya.
How did you get answers to them?
Direct mbya waandikiwa.
Directly in the scriptures.
Wewe yani kwanga bijira mu yuri.
Scriptures come via Urim.
Wafuna muchi.
What did you get out of them in shepherding yourself?
Sio kukuwaza kisibunga tunatumakebe.
You flocked yourself when you have not reached that.
Ah mtindo kugena chukira.
Standard is going to need change.
Shumba. Embera ujirabie.
Yes, situation.
Mera nunji nyodara.
Situation is very good.
Mulimu ekigambo ekyokusatu.
Is the third word.
Management.
Management.
Engeri jokola ki?
How you manage?
Mu Luganda management engeri jokwasaganyamu jokontrolingamu
how you manage management
management engeri kugamba kuba manager yenna
any manager
abira okulanga ebigendo bya director bikola
chi to see that the aim of the directors they are implemented
bigambo ba mu character yo
you hold this character
obo yakala okulabanga ebigendo bya ministry
you want to see the intentions of the ministry
yo kula bidibye tusomye waguru
those we read above
okulabanga abatukufu batokeya
you see that the holy ones get perfected
we ngabulabirizibu
fubo you work
ochewa
you give it yourself
it's
the manager
no kulanga chi
have to see that
ngachibawo
it happens
nayo liyao
but you're there
tukualula buwaru
zoba we just dragging you perhaps
atina ato wafuka pastor
now you became a pastor
kweli wafuka oba weita
become or you are just calling yourself
Don't even try
the perfecting the holiness of giving you that gift. You mind your own things. Forget Isaiah 58. Verse 14. You don't do what you want. You don't seek for what you want. You don't speak what you want. But we are in the ministry. Man.
Are
you wonder what we are on?
Managing management,
the way you do it.
You are not a good manager. You're not
good director of these gifts. Not.
Director
instructs other things. The manager, you don't do them on the ground. We have these gifts, you see. They are codes and the word can mark us very well. How we can work and fulfill. But many.
Apostle Innocent.
What can we say here? You wave at us like this. He's present there. You see, they put in the management position. Our Lord Jesus, when he gives you this gift,
because he's
put you on the manager on this hour.
You
see that directives that is given you
to
fulfill your ministration. Try much. Let's go to another word.
Chigambo chechirada. Chigambo chechirada. Regression. Chejo. Regression chitegeza. Engeri. Jetute.
Regulation.
Okutes. Embeira.
Regulation. Engeri yoku. Fuga
muembeira.
Yes, you regulate it.
Gosoboro tukao.
You can reach there and things. There's confusion there. And you say, after reaching the unity of faith, come here.
It's
written here, why are you now doing this to the other? You find them confused in the faith. Situation you regulate it.
You
have to reach the unity of faith. What are you about in baptism? You come here.
It's
written, no baptizing in the pools. Bring out all the proof. The situation you regulate it.
Everything
you how you've been moving. Whether you cause confusions or you regulate environments where you are. You can see that prophets. And they are in the ministry of God the Word. You can see that apostle they are in there.
You
can see evangelists whether they fall here. Yes. We can see that pastor whether he falls here, and we can see that teacher whether they are here. You may be else in office, but when,
rich,
when people argue with you, you cannot calm down the situation. You say it's up to you. If you go in hell, you go and you give up, you surrender.
Zimbabwe,
mothers of God, if you refuse, it's up to you. Hell will burn you. Now there are people you find on the rolls.
They preach
in the way they don't understand why they preach like that.
Yet,
they fail to control it because
spirit
of prophecy on it is controlled by prophet. You fools, you don't want to be saved. Look at the other smoke pipes. All the lips are all loosed. Find them, they're all like that. The problem, they don't know. They don't know they fall in office. They don't know how they control the spirit on them.
Colossians
say the spirit of prophet is controlled by a prophet. Now they fail
on
this. Why these fools don't get saved? You even try to slap, but
oyita wa wala kweka nyabo.
Pastor, it's a you lady. You put yourselves on yourself that you fornicate. Why don't you get saved? Those of office, the situation, they fail to control and put in order. They fail to control the spirit on them. If not connected with the Holy Spirit, what happens? It departs from you. Abuse everything pass your way. But those in ministry,
can
come things have turned on. And they come out. You defy in faith and he orders it back. And he regulates the situation. He makes it calm. You've been seeing them in the midst of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The situation.
Let's
see another word.
Organization.
Organization. Yes. Organization.
Babira under control.
They are under
directing.
Control and directing. They put an organization. Yes. They preach until you're organized. If they enter in the deacons, coming from this ministry,
you
see, everything is in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have a way of good leadership and they have skills in guiding and
possible
guides you and you don't feel appetite to do what they tell you.
You speak like that.
Gave you the mouth in vain.
There's
one
who
say God is mighty, never despise any person. I've been saying you stand here and he come quickly.
Don't
come from office.
Gwe.
You can't keep order. Your head is not so much. You stand up here.
Don't
but man, as you claiming I've come from office, you handle people like that.
Some
of you, they want to hide your bad manners in the office of God.
We
said the spirit there is controlled by the prophets. Oh, one holding it. They usually have leadership skills in them. According to their conduct. Many times they are given to leading ministries. All both starting. They can come up great organizations in the ministry. Find them, they open them up. That is for orphans, it's for widows. Find about organizations in the world big.
Organizing MPs and
organizing manners and the conducts and the rest. Let's see of the last word. Our last word is governing.
What's governing, church?
What is governing in Uganda?
A governor.
Has a way of good governance. Yes.
Governing Uganda Murimuchi.
Kufuga.
Kufuga to control the actions and behavior. If you models of Uguamugundi, Kufuga.
Things have gotten out of order, you control them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So those
words will help you much. Understand Ephesians 4 verse
7.
Among us are those with the measure of the grace of the gift of Christ. As
we've
seen in the Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 10 up to
11.
That he gave some to be apostles,
Anabi,
prophets,
Abulizibengiri,
evangelists,
Abasumba,
pastors,
Abasumisa,
and the teachers.
Nebigende Rukuraba.
With the intentions to say,
Nga, tutukambumu boku kirisa.
We preach the unity of faith. In the ministry and the building of body of Christ and the rest like those
being told according to
1 Corinthians 12:5 all words if you want to summarize such about them well this codes
your
gift whether it falls in the ministry of God of the world what we know as the Son Jesus Christ we go back bring and single out the word administration in Uganda we've called it what
administration
administering the ministry of God of the world and we've told there are six major words
supervision
how you supervise the responsibility of that ministry yes your conduct
management
the way you manage that ministry
Regulation.
Calm down the situation. Those defiling in faith.
Organization,
the way you put them in order.
Governing
the way you control them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we
want to summarize. And we see the, of the signs. Of the gifts of God, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord in the unit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Are we together? These gifts we read of them many times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we first read in the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, verse
1,
we are told like this.
Ephesians
chapter
4,
verse
1. I
therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation by which you are called. Yes.
We
walk worthy of the vocation of our calling. What happens on this gift? Understood its gift as a calling. And it has a work of the calling. Yes. And it has its commanders. The conduct.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you have to walk worthy. Those with gifts fall in the unit of God, the Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord. Them to have those codes. Which we follow. Discover whether they fall in unit of God, the Holy Spirit. Let's read, we see the next verse. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
2.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse
3.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bound of peace. Yes. Now to say, one of the first things, remember,
their
gifts of unity of God the Holy Spirit,
we see,
want people to be united. You want much. Why don't you connect with this person? What problem you have? And this, cause them demonstrate the much power. Yes. And they demonstrate the power and the spirit.
Able to
see those reconciled, reconciled by power. Join them by force. By power of the Holy Spirit.
Their
preaching when it's looked into. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda ebiri mu magezi ag'obuntu wabula mukwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Yes. At least the written level of saying, if you not be one, pray the Holy Spirit to beat you. And they ask, pray for it, it happens like that. They don't preach implying what, they don't have time for that. Those who entice, they persuade their elders in the office.
They are professional and
professional and official. They persuade you to change. Those of ministry try on you that you get perfected. When they come, they say you will be aligned by force. Things in heaven and earth, they have to be one in the Christ Jesus.
You're
going to demonstrate the spirit and power here until you are one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When speak,
the
spirit has given them a word of wisdom. As they speak, it is filled with power. First, beat the foolishness which caused divisions in you. They just speak
it,
and you feel foolishness is vanishing. Praise Jesus much. Those who held axe, you put them down. This is interesting. They usually move like this. Let's read
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
Abakolise kisoka isuri ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
Kubanga omulala omoya muwese ekigambo ekyamagezi, n'omulala aweebwa ekigambo ekyokumanya. Kuba omwoyo oyo.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Yes.
Abawe ekigambo kugamba. Waliwo abalina ekirabo ekyomwoyo w'amagezi.
Those of the gift of a spirit of the word of wisdom. What is their calling? Interpreters
and explainers,
Of the word of God. They are in Ecclesiastes 8 verse
1.
Who has wisdom? Interpret.
Their
calling is interpreting the word of God. They come.
They
cannot allow you to depart from the word of God. As you still tell them, there is no wisdom, there is no understanding. Never counsel against God. And if you reject the word of God, what wisdom is endless foolishness.
It
first beats all that confuse you. allow you to depart from wisdom from the world.
Can
prove you no wisdom in the castle against God. Wisdom is of God alone.
It's
in the word alone. There are those with the gift of the word of knowledge. Word of knowledge. Their calling is words. These demonstrate light of the words.
Who
demonstrate the light of the words. Become enlightened in everything.
He
can reveal secrets. Those who have been divided and they all reach a point to say ignorance had affected us. And lightens in
the
kings of Satan which had confused you. And you wonder,
wonder
this is a child of my father. When I held the axe for their life, that they don't allow any confusion and problems to happen in the midst. They try to see you are in unity. You know why? Though we pray a prayer, it falls there in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Be a right hand of fellowship.
Father, my brother, forgive you. You come, we minister and serve God. Yes. That's what
we read.
Let's read there, we see. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14.
Ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, n'okwagala kwa Katonda, n'okussa ekimu okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu, biberenga nammwe mwenna. Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Yes. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, those are of the ministry. The love of God the Father, office. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit, these are of the unit of the Holy Spirit. That is how they are.
Right hand of fellowship,
right hand of fellowship, gospel in the usual life. Because you know, one day, also Paul had not been given right hand of fellowship. One who had a gift called Barnabas, he had a gift of the unit. The one who
picked
him, introduced him, that will come this man, give him right hand of fellowship. Apostle Paul, in explaining, says they first never gave him the right hand of fellowship. Not. But there appeared Barnabas,
called
the son of encouragement. Barnabas. Yes. Barnabas. This gives up a great meaning.
Ability,
if it's a device. Device made to have his intentions and fulfilled.
Joined with
your spirit to give you that power and authority. The spirit also joins there.
And
power is amplified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's
go back to the first Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
Abakorinse chisoka esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
Omulala okukkiriza kuba omwoyo oyo, n'omulala ebirabo eby'okuwonyanga kuba omwoyo omu.
To another faith by the same spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same spirit. Yes. Others he gives them the gift of faith. He reads a scripture and insists on it until it has happened. These are called the faithful ones. That is their calling. The faithful Onesimus.
Amen.
You know those ones. They were there before.
When
a scripture is saying what? The earth will be filled knowledge of God.
akiremerako
ayita
bamalayika ne bayita
mukolesebwa
babeera n'okukkiriza kirabo kyabwe era bwe tubeera
wanotebatuganyadde okuddirira
babeera faithful
ones
kimanyi gye muli
eyo
kati abo babeerawo ne bagamba nti katonda
yagambamubakolosaayo
essula esookayesu yajja gatta
ebyomukoeyokusokoeraomubiriafuula
banga waakiriffewa
baakoleramu
tusooka tukwatagane
first connect with each other
tayingira n'asabamu kukkiriza okwenjawulo
it has to pray in a special faith
naagamba mukama juzi
Lord recently
Kora ne banne baali bawukanye
Kora and his colleagues are
Nabbi Musa yali yawukanye ne banne
Prophet Moses had separated with the colleagues
aka nokakasa ani aweereza Katonda
who serves God
twagala okolewo ekyenja
wulikakasa babadde
bawukanye
naye
nzikiriza ekyawandiikibwa
kino ogenda kikola scripture you're going to do it
nagende nakiteeka muno obwegayirira
God put intercessions in it
asobola okukibuulirako
n'akinyonyola
anaayingira mukukkiriza munda
paka ngakiraba
abo webasobola otugatta nga twawukanye asobola okukusabira emiggo n'akkiriza
bagikubanja
negitandikirawo nnyo abasajja nga banabbi Elisa bo baali ku ddaala lino
prophet Elisha was on this level
enkya wagenda gundi egenda kuba bweti
tomorrow it's going to be
bigenda kuba bigula
bwe bitu bya kulya this price you will not eat on it
ojja kula ne
to you will see it but you not eat
abala
bwe
bya kuonya
gifts of healing
betuita bani
those we call who
bahira azibani ogaba bayita Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Calling yabwe libichi.
What is their calling?
Tujajimanya.
We shall know it.
Naye bano bafubula ba.
But this try to see.
Ate omanyiba na abawonya bayino.
You know this.
Embere enda.
In the healings they have another way.
Ayinzo kugamuganya okuterera.
You can say you have refused to align yourselves.
Ukama ba bankubiriye kirwadde.
God strike them with the sickness.
Tunachiwonya kulomoka.
We shall heal it on Saturday.
awonya atekeddwa okuba asobola olwaza
one who cause healing can at the same time cause a sickness to someone
omusawo akuwonya asobola okuwa obutwa
doctor who heals you can poison you at the same time yes
era lwakuba mune tugenda eri mu ddwaliro tugenze
kujjanjayoeyamanyi
ne wanyiga
he knows where he pressed and you don't come back
katugende ku lwekumi
let's go to verse 10
abakolisi ekisooka esuula ey'ekumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omulala okukola ng'ebyamagero n'omulala obunnabbi n'omulala okwawulanga emyoyo omulala ngeriza nnimi n'omulala okuvuunuzanga ennimi
to another the working of miracles to another prophecy to another discerning of spirits to another various kinds of tongues to another the interpretation of tongues workers of miracles
bali bawonya
the others they heal
manu ba miracles
these are of miracles
mugwane wonders
including wonders
era kokutambuzanga balema
like walking the lame
wonders
talina
mukono gumere
has not a hand let it grow on this person
ichiba akone jichitandi
it has not a start
yabanga mulema
it's not like a lame
ntiyetaga miracle
yo they need a miracle to walk
naye abata ina magulu
but those with no legs
againo kumera
and they have to grow on them
ubaita bakola zi
wonders that is the workers of wonders
ukama umanyo muntu kuvuano wayo lisiza amanya agatugatsa
way demonstrate the power which unite us
bawo bunabinga bwambagira
bwamubwa mutara the prophecy
bote balinga ato bomo office
ya taka
asuka busomesi
office the first teach them
wanono obatere nnyo okugwa abalabi
right here is where follows most the seers
abawule emyoyo
discerning of spirits Not only evil spirits, but even our spirits.
And the
spirit of this person is of this worth, even of this one. This was attached on a trillion of people to save them. We have to draw them closer much. Even to discern the evil spirits.
If you join us,
their spirits which have confused us. Those who speak tongues to be able to join us up. Those gifts fall there. But in summarizing, there's a word we use, it is in the verse 7.
We
seek for immediate codes, which show you whether you are gifts, you are calling, and the work of your calling, and the way you work, they fall in unit of God the Holy Spirit. Let's read the verse 7.
Abakolinse kisoka esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
Naye buli muntu aweebwa okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
But the manifestation of the spirit is given to every man for profit.
Olw'okola ki?
Olw'okugasa.
Kwegamba omwoyo bw'aba yakuwadde.
When the spirit is the one who has given you a gift,
aba yagenda okulabisibwa.
Is the one going to be manifest.
Naye ekigambo ekibamu ekikulu ekisobola okukebera kodi zonna.
The main word which can check all codes is to profit.
Ekigambo kino kitambula n'ebigambo ebirala nga gain.
This word moves with other words like gain and benefits.
Ebigambo bisatu.
Three words.
Bitambulira wamu.
They move together.
Mulimu ki naki? Okugasa.
To profit. You must be profiting much. Yes. For we are in unity.
Those
words are three which can make it well. You move, seek, and know. That my gift falls in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
Prophet.
There is a word prophet. Prophet. Your prophet in the day. It's so powerful. Much. When you look to you here, there are many things you profited us.
Yes, all the prophets,
but you exceed them. We can join this with this one, this with this one, and we have more increase.
Then
you move it out there. Most you brought, they have remained here established. Are we together?
Profit gain.
Profit gain.
Benefits. 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 Emiganyulo. Unokubanga otambulira mu miganyulo buli kiseera.
You must be in benefits every time.
Kugamba okugasa buli kiseera.
Everything we profit.
Ofuba labanga tuyingiza ate ne tutakola
losses. We profit, we don't make losses.
Yinza n'okulemera ku muntu
mu bweyera. Can you insist on someone in another way?
Nekati ogenda weyo mu kusikirira.
Where else are you going in destruction? They control losses in the church. In every angle. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
God put their list, those who enter.
They
just keep flowing out, for there is no healing. There are no miracles.
Others
established by that. You see, they have also understood scriptures. They put there a food which try to entice you, that they control those in the church of losing the souls. How have you been doing it? We have in there the word gain. Yes. Gain. They are straightforward.
tufuna mangu.
That we quickly gain. The way they preach.
Katonda alokola awonya
nayo manyi. But you know what?
If
he's to save you,
you
have to know his
word.
Power is in the word. Come, you go here. Don't take the delay. Come, we go.
They're
straight so much.
And
not rotating.
The gains
are immediate.
They
direct much.
They
want to do directions. Direct in their life.
Like this.
They are so near.
They
give themselves to people. They want to unite them. Yes.
Office,
you may be a bit distant
with
the ministry, but these ones, they have the character, be near with people, want to become one body. They don't separate themselves much. They put a short distance. Helps them on one thing. They are taken by the one they have gone to redeem.
Galatians
6 speaks of it.
Verses
1.
You still,
the Spirit
of God, still,
be careful lest you're taken up.
Like they are
straight.
They
are direct.
There
is no rotating
around.
They are so near.
They
don't separate themselves much.
They
you to them.
They
pass in the summary.
Huh. They are
so short.
Distance
put their life is small.
Time they
quickly pass. God is coming.
They are suitable.
Where he works, you see that he's worthy to be there. You too see that he's worthy to be there. Yes.
They
are convenient. Simple.
Easy.
Simple.
They are
alive. It's not complicated. They want to join these people.
They are
so ready. Every time. What are you saying? Let's go.
It's
not there, but again.
Let
me first go bury my mother.
Note.
We shall see that
later.
If you had them there.
Did
you see them in you? In our midst?
Anytime
you tell them what? Gospel?
Freaking
Christ Jesus?
You
be there.
That's sweet.
They have off.
These are
one who must put us ready in the church for every good work.
You don't
tell them that again.
We are
eating.
They forget appetite.
All the pieces they don't mind and think of them.
They
say we are going to preach the gospel.
You are
still looking at pieces of meat in the saucepan, in the place.
They
are not taken of them. He's ready every time.
You
wake up from the bed.
It's
written where? Here. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus. I don't know whether you have of those ways.
They are
easy.
But
people who had in life.
He
once put a situation
which
draws you that you come to Christ.
Yeah.
Not in ways of evil and sin. They are not easy
to see.
They are so well to
sin.
They can pray for even sickness as
your way.
And they pray for healing.
Tolerable.
Can come as you see Apostle Paul. He said, unto those of the laws, I became of the law.
You can your
way, yet it's not going to become it.
Until it changed you, brought you to Jesus. They are
hande.
A person is a person. That's the way that's people. In the way which is sweet.
moderate.
They are moderate.
Awalangabali cheap.
They are cheap. It has an hidden life. Those are ones in the units. Let's see of the last word.
Benefits.
In another way, these are priests.
A land granted to a priest in a church.
It says a land granted to a priest in a church.
That he has a source of income. Favor and benefit.
That he has a source of income and benefit.
These
might think that we do not make a loss. And to see we are in the unity of God. In the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So
those are the characters. Or the codes. Of our gifts, our callings, the work of our calling, and the characters of fulfilling our calling. First understood these gifts, whether they fall in office of God the Father, that He gave, as
we read
1 Corinthians 12:28, Romans 12:1-10, they follow the ministry of God with the word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ, as we've seen in the Ephesians 4:7-13, they follow the unit of God the Holy Spirit. We know as Spirit of the Lord, as we see 1 Corinthians 12, starting from verse 7 even downwards. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting in action. And to be ready to spread to the many. We shall move on God's standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promise call on the day of tomorrow. Going to call the 7-star Orions and above. The Nazarites, they're going to sing for us. Like a couple of songs.
This first
will come, the ministers will tell us well the next program.